And on the road, we finally are back again. This is me, Kaitetsu, and I'm joined at this moment by Tamano Sato.
Hello!
And Kuno Sagi.
Hello!
We're finally another episode in 2 whole weeks. 2 whole weeks without episodes. I mean, 3 weeks in terms of number of days, but 2 weeks without episodes. Wow. So, London has happened. The Banzuke has come out. We sucked in Guess the Banzuke. Glorious. Glorious times indeed.
Yeah. There was a basho in RTY 2. Also. We have a new Yokozuna. We have a new
Ozeki. Oh, yeah. The entire RTY basho came and went. Like, without an
everything
episode.
Everything happened. That's why I say everything happened.
Everything literally happened.
We have Champ Champ. We have retirements.
I don't follow retirements very closely. In real life.
Which I don't know if it's spoiling. Should I say?
I don't think it's spoiling. Go ahead.
Endo retired.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, that is it's been a while since we've been like, oh, Endo might retire, Endo might go. And it is done. He has taken the Kirigaya.
No, the Kirigaya is RTY, the Kitajin.
No, that's Bio. he's
buying from us. They contacted Inazara the other day. JSA wants the rights for the name.
which one did he took? Damn it!
Kitajin.
Yeah, it's the same.
It's very similar. it was like being borrowed by Ten Kaiho, who was like on the YouTube Oyakata channel a lot. Apparently, I don't watch it because I don't know Japanese, but apparently. So we bite farewell to the guy who has the most similar looking Keshamawashi ever, because he has like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 different colored Keshamawashi from the brand of ramen Nagatanien, I think, which is like the kabuki face paint thing.
The kabuki warrior.
Yeah, he has 7 of those, and I just can't imagine the amount of ramen this man has eaten in 12 years.
10 or 15 at least.
10 or 15. What? Yeah. I don't know. Cars, trucks of ramen, who knows? Well, I was in London, right? Just gotta say. Yeah, I feel like I gotta give like my... Hello, Tenho! You sound like you're calling in from like underground, but I hope you...
I'm just on my phone, I'll be honest.
Oh yeah, here we go.
I'm too lazy.
No, that's okay, we hear you.
I'm too lazy to get on my computer to listen to the Osho Umi Observers podcast.
Oh yeah,
I don't know what you're talking about.
Osho podcast. That's a title. Osho Umi Observers. I have some other things that I want to talk about that I think could generate the good titles. But I was gonna say I was in London, the London event, the London Koin. They really tried to sell it as like real. A real sumo tournament. I'm like, I mean, it is a real sumo tournament, depending on what you consider a tournament, you know?
Yeah.
Because there was a prize, there were a number of wins and losses. Yeah, Kuno?
They still don't want to lose.
Yes?
100%, they still don't want to lose.
It's, sure. I mean, I see it like it's an official tournament, but it's like it's not part of like the Grand Prix.
No, it's not Honbasho, which is a main tournament. By
like
proper nerdy terminology, it's not a Honbasho. It's a Koin, whatever that means. Anyways, it was good. The crowd was amazing. I was really expecting the worst. I was expecting the crowd to be absolutely like normies into this and be horrible. It was an incredible amount. I think it was like the highest sumo fan per capita I've ever seen in my life. And I've been to a Japan tournament. because when Ura came on, at any moment, you could just, you know, the crowd go. It was hilarious. It was really funny. And I don't know if people watched, but in the last day in the award ceremony, Hiro was like, okay, for the final prize is going to be the People's Award, you know, and you all know who won. It's, and then he points the mic to the entire hall, and everybody in unison just goes, "Hurrah!"
That's cool.
This was really fun. It was, but like personally, it was. Obviously, they dramatized the build-up to the match, which worked really well, because it's really boring in tournaments. Like, everybody has watched, like, the preparation of a match. It's really boring in a normal tournament. It's when I'm in my chair, I fall back asleep, and then I just know when I hear Matanashi just wake up again, you know? But they did the whole thing, like, with Hakuho, you know, which was, like, the stare-downs and whatever. They really... That really got the crowd going, you know? And so they did it even more because the crowd just kept going, whoa, you know?
And so they had the time to do it too.
And they had, the whole fucking day, basically. They had like 3 or 5 hours, depending on the day. But the for me, because we know it's not real, because we know it won't affect the rankings, because we know it's not. A real, like, it's not a home, it's not a main tournament. I wasn't tense in any moment like I was when I went 2 years ago to Nagoya. It's a different type of electrifying, both for electrifying, but I think being in a real tournament and knowing that there are real consequences, it's more hypes you up more when you know what's going on. Still, and was it a good waste of money? Sure. Because you know what? I got 2 signatures on my covers.
Oh, did you?
I did. I got one from Wakamoto Haru.
Oh, that's cool.
And by the skin of my teeth, I got a signature from Oshoumi.
Let's go! You bastard!
So Tenho was right. This is the Oshoumi observation podcast, because I mean, what happened? The anecdote of how I got it was very funny. I was firstly, everybody knew their hotel, so I was in the park right next to their hotel, which is like the Kensington Gardens, like a massive park in London, and I was just chilling. And that's how I got my first signature by Wakamotara, because he was with some Japanese old ladies taking photos with souvenirs. And after they were done, and they were kind of like walking about, I approached and I said, "Hey, sorry, in my broken Japanese, said, can I get a signature, please?" And obviously, Wakamotara knows how to deal with this, so he wasn't impressed. But the old ladies, the old Japanese ladies, were very impressed. And so they were like, "Oh, can we take, like, in Japanese, with, you know, signing with their hands and a bit of English."
Yeah.
They took a photo of me. They were very kind to want to take a photo with my phone. They took a photo with their fancy camera. And basically, they asked, "Are you okay with this being in a Japanese magazine?" And I'm like, "Sure, whatever."
Absolutely.
Absolutely. And I found the magazine the other day via Reddit. Somebody posted the photos that I saw them taking. Let me get the link here. It's just Wakamoto Haru being an absolute nerd about Harry Potter and Lord of the Rings, basically. It's this.
I saw those pictures, wasn't it? I don't remember.
Yeah. I'll send it on the voice box channel. It's this.
I did.
They were at the museum.
Yeah,
I was there like 10 years ago.
Oh yeah, the British Museum. But yeah, the which photo? There's the first photo, and then you click like in the bottom, there's like a link that next photos by. And then you can see like the where do you see it? Oh yeah, and then you have the gallery of the photos. Photo 9 was the one I saw. Photo 9 out of 14 was the one I saw them taking. And apparently they didn't use my photo, which is fine. I don't think it matches what they were talking about in the story anyway. But then I saw after I was like, okay, I got one signature, which was my goal. I was kind of wanting one signature. I came with like a prepared with like my pen and a bunch of cards, like their baseball BBM cards.
Yeah.
And so I walked to the street and I saw there was a congregation of people in front of the hotel. So I go there and they're boarding the bus. And there's two buses. And I see that they start boarding the second bus and the first bus is preparing to leave. While I was there, I didn't see or show me board. So in 2 seconds of brain power, I said, oh, they're going to the hall, which is like, I don't know, 700 meters away. So what I did, I dashed through the pavement. Like, I just ran towards the hall to be able to arrive there before the bus, which I did. And once they were leaving the bus, I was just waiting for a moment, then I see Oshomi, and I'm like, oh, in Japanese again, like, oh, sorry, can you give me a signature, please? And he stopped, he looked at me, and he grabbed the things, and then he signed it very kindly. Gave me back, and then went inside the Royal Albert Hall. So that's how I got my signatures. And it was amazing.
Cool.
It was amazing. It was really cool.
That's a great idea, the cards. You know, in Paris, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, because, you know, it's easy to carry. And they have, like, their little card covers that you can buy on any, like, D&D shop. Not D&D, any magic shop or whatever. And it looks great because you have their image. You're, like, you can grab your favorite one and then you just get them to sign it. It's really good.
Oh, that's so cool. I'm going to do it.
Yeah,
if I don't
do
forget,
it.
I'm going to have to write it down.
Do write it down. It's amazing. And, like, and then... Well, and then yeah, and then everything that I said about the tournament, which links to the real Banzuke, right? Anybody has any remarks on the Banzuke?
I don't have any real remarks, but I would like for the JSA to announce Shikona changes. God damn it! Fucking Kusano, announce that you change your Shikona. Stop saying oh. Hey. Who's Yoshino Fuji? Oh, that's Kusano. Okay, whatever.
I had the same thing, like, oh, who's that? And then I saw the picture, and I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah. I mean, people were saying they like Kusano better, which I get. But, like, they were going to change it at some point. Yeah. And I'm more invested as they chose the Fuji one, which is, like, you know.
It's cool. It's cool. It's a good Shikona.
It's a good Shikona. Like, people are saying, oh, it's bad. No, you're just not used to it. Everybody was like, oh, Kirishima sounds so weird. I don't know if I'll call Kiribayama that. And then 2 weeks later, everybody was just saying, oh, Kirishima, oh, Kirishima, oh, Kirishima. People get used to it. We have Aonishiki Sekiwake as well.
Yeah.
A big deal. He is now that Akira Fuji retired, he's now the highest ranked guy in the whole Isegahama Ichimon. He's like the highest ranked guy of all of them. And he's like, what, 22? 22 tournament, something like that.
And that's going to be a cool tournament for him.
It's going to be a cool tournament, and I'm excited. I'm excited. We don't have any... I mean, and then that was the only one new promotion. Oho is back at Sekiwake. And
yeah, Akuhoho kind of got, I don't want to say screwed over, but he's at Magashira 1, and they kept, again, Takayasu at Komusubi.
Takayasu's got to have dirt on Hakaku to keep getting saved in the Senyaku. Like
I was going to say, Takayasu has a blown back. Now I know why.
You're just, carrying the whole Sonyaku on his back.
Yeah.
But yeah, Takayasu Komusubi, Oho Sekiwake Takanosho Komusubi?
Yes,
yeah. Which was what Yuki Shoma was talking. Like, it was the whole discussion, wasn't it, guys? I think when we started the episode last week, which was like, what the fuck do we do with Komusubi?
Wait, we had an episode last week?
No. The other episode, not last week. Like three weeks ago. The last episode. The last whatever episode was the one before this, it was the Banzuka one. I don't know if you were there, Tenho, but we did a Banzuka one, guessing the Banzuka together.
I don't think I was there. I was probably busy doing something.
Yeah, but Yuki Shoma was here, and we were. Yeah. The start of the episode, we did like Yokozuna, Ozeki, Sekiwake. Derailed immediately. I know, Sekiwake was kind of easy. It was going to be Onishiki.
From Komusubi onward, we did not know what we were doing.
Oh, yeah, no. It was horrible. And we achieved the amazing rank of 269.
We're not the worst, and
you can say that more, because there are people who do worse than this. I don't know how many. I think only like 30 more, because it's 300 total. I don't know how many there are.
It's fine. We're still not even the worst in RTY, because Wakakoto Fuji, we can see him. He is at 33 points.
Poor he's God. He's 4 points under us. It's fine. No, he's four positions under us. I don't know how point. Yeah. Oh, we are matched. Actually, we're all matched in. But there's like untying stuff. Yeah, I don't know how it works. I don't know how the stats work. I just play it from now and again. I just see big number and sad. I see. Yeah, whatever. Whatever.
We're not the last.
We're not the last. That matters. Drew, it's nothing crazy. Nothing. We know the Drew promotion, so. We know what's going on there. It's fine.
Yeah,
the
top. We do also have some news in the sumo world. Apparently, Japan's sexiest Rikishi and Endo has retired.
We talked about
it. Right, the first thing we said obviously was address the sexy.
Wasn't there a thing that came out that said Endo was the most attractive Rikishi or something?
Something like that. It pops up now and again. I think across like the Japanese old ladies, they love him.
And when he announced he was engaged, there was dozens of women that sent him letters to divorce.
Sure.
That you know, that just says the guy was good looking.
Sure. I remember a couple years ago or last year, whenever I started coming to the podcast, one of the first things I remember talking about was how I think he's not pretty, but sure.
I mean, I prefer women, but...
Yeah, exactly. Probably it's because of sexuality.
Yeah, maybe.
But I just think his big bulging eyes, like his eyes bulge out kind of, and that's kind of weird, kind of weirds me out. But again, I thought Takakesho was kind of unattractive when he was in his fighting weight, but now he looks kind of handsome, to be honest. So, you know, who knows?
I was going to say something, but it's terrible, so I'm not going
to say. Oh my god, okay. If you are deciding not to talk about something, I'm going to let you. Juryo, so we have at the top, Hitoshi wants to probably go back to Makuuchi. Fujiseyun wants to get to Makuuchi. I thought he was, but no, apparently he just got his new top rank now.
Yeah.
Kotoeho doesn't go up a rank, I think. I think they kept him. Did they? Yeah, they did. Exactly the same rank. Cool. And Asahakuryu, obviously, after the usual last time, J2. Then Mita, J3. And then it's kind of like one of the new people. And then the
quick
new...
question.
Huh?
What if you possibly have a link to the... to the new Banzuke and to our pick, so we can see.
Like me share the screen.
Do we want to see how bad we did?
Right. Okay. Let me get it. Let's do it. Let me get my screen.
That's how
we had a bunch of them flip flopped, or was it like, no, we were wildly fucking wrong.
Okay, fair. Let's do this.
When we are 269, we pretty much did wildly wrong. we kind of fucked up.
Failing style.
I want to see if we can find received entries. No, these are just the entries. Results. Can we not?
Can you click? Can you click on that?
I'm trying to. I don't think it saves. It would be like a lot of data to save. So maybe not. Maybe if I open the helper. Guess the Banzuki. Maybe the helper. Yes! We got it! We have it. Okay. Let's compare this. So, Onosato, Nihoshoryu, Kotozakura, right? Okay. Aonishiki, Oho, right. Takanosho, Takayasu, right? We got it, actually.
We were smart.
Wait, no, is this? Yeah. No. This is not. No, wait, let me grab a random rank. Okay, no, this is not the real ones. This is actually our guesses. Okay.
Oh god, I was okay. Like, we're so bad.
Okay, M1 we did right. M1, bullseyes. M2, also bullseyes. And then it goes to shit. Mostly.
It goes to shit for the most part.
Yeah. I mean, Onokatsu and Atami Fuji at M6, we just switched between.
I mean, I'm trying to zoom into there, but I can't. So we'll have to deal with that. Can you guys see it, actually? Can you guys see the thing?
Yeah.
Okay, you can see both the things. Okay.
Oh, you have it on the side, right? I don't have to have a thing open.
You guys are seeing only the... Crap, okay, wait.
No, it's good.
Oh, sorry, okay. I'll just do my home screen. I'll just share everything that I hide. There we go. Right, so...
Oh, yeah.
Oh, shit. Okay, it doesn't work. Okay, fine. We got Hiradomi at M3 East. We got that right. Tamawashi is like half a rank lower than we guessed. And then that basically derails everything else. Because because Uda, they brought him one up further up. And then Tamawashi is at M4. Sharing it with Oshomo, we got a rank, right? M5, we got bullseyes on both. Kusano and Shodai. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Then Atami Fuji and Onokatsu, we just got the wrong side, basically. Shiranomi and bullseyes.
Yeah.
Ichiyamamoto and Kibos and bullseyes. Midori Fuji, we got right. But they brought up Tobizaru one more and put Kotoshoho one further down. Yeah.
Those two we just switched.
Those two we switch. Daisho is right as well. Daisho at M10. And then Fujinokawa is also wrong. Fujinokawa is actually... Oh my god, they brought Shishi up there. Shishi is M11.
Shishi and Roga are way up.
Oh yeah, no, Roga is half a rank higher.
Yeah.
Roga is half a rank higher.
But Shishi completely jumped up.
No, Shishi, crazy actually. Who's M? And then Fujinokawa actually only comes at M12. Sharing it with also who we thought, like both these M11 guys that we put in, both a rank lower.
Yeah.
And then M12 is done. M13, we also got fully wrong. That's where we basically went to shit, because Gonoyama, we put at M14, they put him at M13. Mitake, we got the rank right, but not the side. He was at West in their rankings. Sharing the real M14s is Ryuden, which they really didn't bring up at much, just M14, with Toki Hayate, which falls last half of a rank. Who goes up last is Nishifuji, which they put him in M15, sharing it with Shonanoumi, which they basically, no, they don't remote Shonanoumi, basically, to then bring on Oshomi half a rank lower than we thought. And Sanaonoumi is also falls down last. With then Shiroshoma at M17, sharing it with Asakoryu, and then Meisei, which is an M17, is at M18. Yeah. So we got some bullseye in the middle. The top is pretty good, but the middles is what I think killed us, kind of.
And I think it's more like Juryu and Makushita that killed us, because we were not perfect,
mm-hmm.
but we were pretty close.
No. The thing is, guys, they actually don't take Juryu and Makushita. We did all so, this. Yeah. Like, most of the episode is for naught, because they just... I realized it when I put it in... Damn. When I was putting it in after the episode, I was putting it in and submitting it. They just don't.
Okay, so we fucked up.
So we just talked about, like, wasting time, but it was fun. It was fun, right?
It was really fun. it kind of gave me a headache, but it was fun.
Exactly. I was drained at the end.
Yeah. But, and looking past at Julio, we kind of have, like, we had Asanoyama right. That's all I saw that we got right.
Somebody was going to say something?
Yeah, sorry, Tenno. I think I got you.
I wasn't going to say anything.
Then Konosagi?
No?
No, earlier I didn't. I was the only thing we gained out of it.
Okay. Right. Oh, well. This was our Guess the Bone Script review. It's crazy how this person, whole Shoryu, got a lot of bullseyes. Well, they got a lot of bullseyes. Don't have much to say. They just got a lot of bullseyes, which I guess is what got them to win.
15-0 record.
Well, they do this. I don't know how it works. It's just to, like, make it more sumo-y, I think. I don't know how this record thingy works.
Yeah. Just, you know, the more bullseyes and thing you get, I don't know.
I don't know. I think it's kind of, like, relative to everybody else.
Yeah.
I have absolutely... Like, why are these... I don't know. I really don't know.
If you check the top 10 right there, there's Bunbuku. Bunbuku Chagama.
Oh, yeah. Bunbu is a beast. Bunbu is a beast. Although I haven't seen them of late. Round. Or am I crazy?
I don't know. I fought them in the basho.
Alright, okay. Fine.
Bumbuku Jagama? It's the Ridashi Master?
Okay, right. I just haven't seen them in a while.
I think they're one of my few losses, by the way.
Oh, sorry, Mr. 11-4, who used focus and fatigue dice against me on the final day. Sorry.
I wanted to apologize.
I know, I'm just pulling it like I know. I know.
I really wanted to win.
Of the RTY Basho, a couple announcements, Banzuke related.
Yeah.
Inazaru has been promoted to Ozeki, and a new Yokozuna has arrived as the new Umanoshima Oyakata.
So Goku
Chozan has been promoted to the sport's highest rank.
Basically, Goku Chozan said, "This is my week. Nobody will do anything." And Goku Chozan just gets Yokozuna. Well, gets the usual. Gets Yokozuna. And then buys a Heia. So, you know, this guy is living the high life.
Such a life for a penguin.
Indeed.
It's truly such a frugal life for a penguin.
should we do the champ champ picks also?
Sure, you do that.
I mean, it is gonna take like a minute.
Yeah, sure. I mean, the Bash is...
Why are we even picking him? I didn't...
We don't have a Bunsuke, right? Should we wait for the Bunsuke?
No, I mean the results.
Oh, the results, right. I thought we were picking. No, go ahead. Let's do the results.
So, last with 10 points is Itoki. Wait, we are how many we are? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. So fifth is you, Kaitetsu.
Yeah.
With 30 points.
I suck into the game and in my...
I mean, Akai Tenzan kind of screwed you over.
Yeah.
But yeah.
That's what being B24 and the joy does.
Yeah. Fourth is Shitayama. Same. Shit, did Dice assure you? Kind of fucked him in the ass. Third is Enkaga. Who was kind of carried by Genbu and Bunbuku Chagama. Second is Tenho with 25 points.
Wow.
You got really close. I got scared for a bit. And first is me with 34. Is that?
Yeah, 34 points.
So yeah.
Crazy.
I am the first 3 times winner. No, 4 times.
This guy, he controls the game, guys. We gotta not let him count this time, because clearly he's just messing with the game.
I'm just so dumb.
I don't think I've won once, and it's been like 10 basho that we've done this.
It is the 10th, and you were twice.
Second.
You are second twice.
I'm looking at my results. I rank last most times. Or it's like 6th out of 7. Something like that. I think I consistently suck picking people.
Yeah, I mean, first time you were 5th, then you were 3rd,
yeah.
Then you were 6th, then you were 2nd.
Yeah, yeah! At the golden run.
6th, 7th, 6th, 4th, and I think you're 5th this time.
Yeah.
I mean, stuff happens. Asano Sato, you are, it's the 3rd time in a row that you are 2nd.
Yeah, it's getting to that point where I can't get above the hill. I'm cresting just at the top of the hill. Can't get over it.
I mean, you won once. That's more than that guy did. I'm sorry. Just rub it again. I'm gonna get banned.
I guess it's not time. I'm doing nerd stuff once again. I am writing in the sumo wrestling fandom wiki. I'm writing a page called Sumo Tea House, because apparently there's this whole thing that we don't get to know about because we're not in Japan, called the Sumo Tea Houses, right? And basically they are ticket middlemen. They're like officially sanctioned by the association. Convoluted, it's a mess. Very, very sumo-like, you just see that stuff in sumo. But I was going through some websites, which are from an Osaka, one of these ticket houses. And that's just the funniest thing I've seen all week related to sumo. So it's this. Let me share my screen again, because this is just really fun. No, that's my camera.
No. No.
At least I'm not naked, guys. So it's this page for this tea house called Honke, and here this is the translated page. But this is how you do it if you get a box ticket. So if you're in the like the tickets are like set down on the mat in like a little metal box, that's the box seat. And this is in Osaka. So I don't know how it works in Tokyo because they don't have websites in Tokyo for some reason. But this is the Osaka ones. And this guy, you might think he's a Yobidashi. No, he's not a Yobidashi. He's a thing called a Denaka or a Tik. No, sorry, what's the word? The word is, like, I've got a shared, yeah, dekata, which in Osaka they call them, no, this is the Japanese one, which doesn't say this word, but in Osaka fan they call them wakaishu, or just literally just means young lad, young man. And this guy, he, you basically go to the thing with your ticket, you give them your ticket after you've entered, and they're like, oh yeah, you're in this box seat with us. So you gotta go to your correct, because each one's like their own store, so you gotta go to your correct one. Once you're there, you'll get this guy, and this guy will take you to your seat, basically. Okay. And while they're writing this, look at this phrase. Regular customers can enter through the entrance without stopping at the tea house. But the wakaishu in Tatsuke Hakama and guides you in the Hakama will guide you smoothly to a large and complex interior of the building to your seat. And this is the gold phrase. You will feel a sense of superiority as you are escorted by young men in stylish attire.
That is great.
This is clearly to those Japanese old lady who don't have anything better to do and are like the massive sumo fans. They're like, yeah, I'm gonna get escorted by a young man in stylish attire.
Finding your seats are for peasants. You can have your young men.
Exactly.
It's perfect.
You will feel the sense of superiority of sumo. It's amazing.
The famous sense of superiority.
The famous sumo sense of superiority.
That is great.
And I just, that was just, you know, hilarious. To see, like, the Google translation of that. And I don't know if the Japanese has the same, like, connotation of, like, you will be not like the plebs, not like the rabble, the unwashed masses. You're like...
I am sure that they do.
Yeah, it sounds like a very Japanese thing.
Oh, that was great.
For
sharing those information, that's glorious.
I had to share it. It's just such a niche sumo information, and it's just so funny.
It is crazy that they have this translated.
No, it's not translated. It's Google Translate. It's the automatic translation of the thing. That's why.
You gotta love Google Translate.
You gotta love Google. It gets better sometimes, but sometimes it's just bad. It's so good.
Sometimes it gives you a sense of superiority. So as handsome young man.
I was drinking water there. Oh,
that is fucking perfect.
That is, that's so, it's just, what a system, what a, sumo things, simply sumo things, what can I say?
They don't have their own website. What kind of shit? You know, talking about handsome young men.
Yeah, the handsome young man, stylish attires, that's all the sumo is about, right?
Can't even get a web in Tokyo. It's an amazing concept.
That's amazing. Well, any other business, I guess. What has happened? I think nothing. There was a little bit of basho when we were in the episodes, and like honestly, I started so well. This was really funny. Ever best start. I was 5-1, and then I just lose a lot. Yeah, that's my bring to class and share moment. How was everybody's basho? And I'm not gonna listen to Tamano Saro.
My basho wasn't the best, but you know, it wasn't the worst. I didn't like the Darwin match, honestly.
Darwin matches are a bit of a crap. In general, not especially because
of Tamano Saro. You would know you had a Darwin match every basho for the past like year.
In the past year, I have no. Let me actually count. This was a Darwin match. Last time I won my Darwin match to get Gachigoshi, thankfully. The other time I wasn't in a Darwin match. No, I was. No, I wasn't. I lost. I got Makikoshi like day 10 or something in May. May was not good. And then March I did have a Darwin match and I won, thankfully. In January, lost my Darwin match to fucking Genbu, and I think that was on episode as well.
That's probable.
I think it was, because I remember just being very salty about it.
I mean, you have then been 8 or 7 or 7 and 8 for the last 8 basho.
Yay! No, I have been in this one. Nagoya, Natsu, Haru, Hatsu. That's 5. And then Aki, 6, because we didn't have Kyushu last year. Nagoya again, 7. Natsu again, 8. 8 and 7 again in Bali. So that's 9. That's 9 straight 8 and 7 for basically most of the career of my guy in Makuuchi has been 8 and 7s. What can I say?
You listen.
You guys are lasting in Makuuchi? I'm struggling in fucking Juryo.
Listen, Kaitetsu, you have been getting Kachikoshi consistently.
I am
at the top of the Bonzuke.
Careful, I am saying it's funny, not that it's bad, okay?
Yeah. I want you to not take it like so bad.
I am exaggerating it for comedic effect. I am exaggerating the salt for comedic effect. But yes, being in Joy and Sanyaku for a while, it's just amazing. It's just crazy how everybody here, it's so good. Because like each tournament I have fought, and sometimes won, but sometimes I've lost like usual contenders. And I'm like, geez, like this is the level. This is the dice, man. This is just how the dice is rolled, basically, because it's crazy. It's a bloodbath up here.
It's crazy.
It is crazy.
I had only like this basho was the first time that this character Tamano Sato got like Sanyaku fights. That was scary as fuck. I did not remember, and I, like the first fight I had was Inazaru.
Oh, dear.
He read me completely. Like mm-hmm. I had a thing in my mind, and every time we face each other, it is like that. He gets into my head, and he gets me to like do the move that is best for him to counter.
Right.
And I lost like a dumbass, and Kokushozan, he just bullied me. Like he rolled like
a powerful of like 37 will do that.
Yeah.
Man, Kokucho, is he the strongest character like ever? Or is like Okinomi this like one of the Okimizus?
In terms of stats?
Yeah.
I have no idea.
Cause like every time I've been fighting, because obviously Kokucho has been at the top here for a while now, so I've been fighting him on and off. Like, honorably, I have been fighting this guy on and off. And every time, I'm like, this fucking stat line, this is insane. Power. But, like, everything else is balanced in a way that is, he doesn't have a bad tachi or a bad move.
I think
I reserved a 4 I'd call bad, but that's just me.
I mean, Inazaru has, feel, looks like he has more stats.
Mm.
And I guess Senshi has less.
But yeah, because Inazaru is a second generation character, so they have prestige, right? Yeah, they should have Inazuma. Yeah, first. Senshi and Koku are first time characters, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So I guess it makes sense for Ina or first Ina have to have crazy stats. I mean, the guy looks like an other. Are we gonna make Yokozuna again?
Yeah, we're gonna form Kimboshi's.
We gotta form the Kimboshi, man.
Senshi was scary this basho, just insane. Like I won against them.
It was, mm-hmm. No, Senshi is very scary. I think I got lucky because at the beginning, actually, I don't know if I've gotten. Have I gotten Kimboshi off of Senshi? I have no idea. I forgot.
I mean, you have like three or four.
I have four. Kimboshi. I have four. Sorry, I don't mean to brag. I do have four Kinboshis. No, I haven't won against Yokozuna, Senshi. I have against Tochinokuma and Toramaru. I have wins over Senshi, but I think I was Sonyaku, so I don't get him. Which is, yeah, I was Sonyaku. That's explained. I'm trying to phrase this. Trying not to brag and be unthankful. But like I'm trying to just say the stats.
Brag about it, bro. Brag about it.
I feel bad.
I never brag about beating Oku? Every time I can, I do and I will.
Fair.
I still
based
on the server ever. Like 6 years ago. That's one of the only times I've ever been.
Yeah.
No, you gotta brag about the things you can, you know.
Fair.
Oh no.
But anyway, I'm getting close. I looked at my sheet the other day, and I'm getting old. Like, I think it's gonna stop getting money in two basho, man.
In three. For three? Two basho, you're still gonna win money, but then the third.
Yeah, no, yeah, yes. I have two basho to get money.
Yeah.
I see you in my sheet. I see you in my shit, man. Yeah. I see your name there. Yes. Problem, I am lazy, and I am I don't know. I'm getting Katetsu injured a lot, and I don't know what I'm gonna do next. Because people have just been out rolling me like crazy, and I've been getting really injured. Like I got to a level where my fatigue, if I get injured at all, it does lower my dice. I think if I did.
Oh yeah.
I have no idea, because it said like, oh, you reached a fatigue 17, therefore your dice is now 24. And
I thought you had that when Koku Chozan injured you this bash, I don't know.
It probably was Koku, yes. I think it was that. Yeah, because it was when everything started going bad. Yes, that probably was it. Let me look for it. Mentions me. Yes? Do you work thing? Discord, do you work as intended? No, you don't. One. I don't know how to. There we go.
What are you trying to find?
No, there we go. I found the. No, I tried to do like the command of search in Rotoku and then like mentions. Like mentions somebody, but it doesn't like it anymore.
You tried to find your match with Kokushu?
Yeah, by seeing like when I was tagged, when something tagged me, but I can't.
I'm gonna find it. Give me 2 seconds and I'll find it.
Okay, fine. Thank you.
Put your name, do name in the search, and do it in channel in the dojo channel.
In the dojo,
you took one injury in technique.
No, yeah, no, but I had a horrible one. So it wasn't Koku; it was really another one.
I mean, this basho you got three injuries, and all three were ones.
No, but like I got one that was like that lowered my dice.
Oh, that's probable. Did that
lower your dice? Probably, you hit your 15 threshold.
I mean, I'm trying to look for.
Oh, that's gonna be on the master sheet.
I logged it. I logged that base drop on the
9th
of October.
In the third, okay.
In the 9th October, so it might have been... No, it's not Kokushon, because I did not log that match.
No, Midori... No, it wasn't Midori Seichi, because I won that on the 9th. Shitayama? No, yeah, Shitayama... No. That's really weird. I do remember a match I got injured in.
I guess it's day 8.
Yeah, I guess.
Day 8, who's that?
No, wait. What the fuck? Where? Ah, here we go. It was against Kokuchozen. It wasn't the 8th. It wasn't the 8th. Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Right.
I got 2 rolls at Fatigue 14, which was only a 1. But because with those injuries, Katetsu's base fatigue has hit 15. His base fatigue will not be rounded by 10. And their base die drops from 26 to 25. Okay, I'm misremembering stuff. I guess I just went to beat 25 and I still sucked at it. But whatever. But that was the little... Kaitetsu doesn't remember a thing about his character. Yay!
What you should do is put, with your TP that you have, put 2 in power, so you have the full power.
Yeah.
And use 1 for rest.
Yeah, it was what I was planning anyway. That's why, because I got 4 and I was like, what am I gonna do? I was gonna do that anyway, yeah.
And if you want the full focus points, you DM me and we'll do the Geico fight. No problem. You just tell me.
Yeah, we do.
Don't worry, guys. Rikio is still getting me with critical defenses. This is the second one in 5 matches.
Where are you? Are you in like a training area?
Dewanomi.
Yeah, Dewanomi.
I've just been fighting the whole time.
Oh, you rolled a 29.
That's rough. Oh, 29.
Sound like my numbers.
Yeah. I feel Tenho. I feel you. I mean, that happened with Inazaru with me, and he was pissed. In this basho, I think that's why. Maybe one of the reasons it didn't win outright, because I defeated him like day 4 with a Hanmi defense by such a guy that it was so good. It was really fun.
Yeah, I mean, I was really rooting for Inazaru to win the cup.
Sure.
But at the same time, I always want him to go 0-15.
Somebody's got to do it. Somebody's got to go 0-15 at some point.
No, like, I root for against Nazaru for...
Especially.
Like, yeah, especially, because he always bullies me.
Right.
Most of you don't see our chats, because they are, you know, higher-ups chats. He always bullies me. It's terrible. So, like, I really appreciate and hate him at the same time.
I see.
But I'm glad he made Ozeki. He's a very good person, so that's fine. Mm-hmm. That's...
Yeah, it's just fun. Because he acts like all high and mighty, like, ironically, in the chats, it's just so easy to, you know, get into the same vibe. And it's just really good. Yeah. but yeah. Well, we are, like, having a good, it's like 54 minutes of recording right now. Anything else to say? Like, I think we've covered everything that we've missed in 2 weeks.
Yeah, I'm doing the Banzuke for RTY, and it's advancing. We should finish Makuchi soon.
Oh, okay. Good.
In like 4 days, it advanced quite well. Okumizu made me a completely new sheet to calculate things and everything. It's nice.
So you are the Banzuke committee. You're the only person doing it.
Yeah, because nobody else is talking.
We just wait for you to do shit, man.
I put things and nobody answered. Like, except Senshi and Okumizu. But yeah. I guess it's Sunday, everybody's working.
Yeah. Busy on their Sundays, guys.
Yeah. But no, we're going to get it probably finished next week.
No, if we advance,
I have a better schedule this week, so Banzuke will be finished sooner than later.
Nice, good. Well, this I think has been your Dohyo download for today, and I've been joined by Tamil Sato.
Hey,
Tenho.
Heyo.
And Kunosage.
Remember, feeling of superiority.
Exactly. See you guys next week.